This is Terry Mandel, DOD King, an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Daniel Vogel, please note the following medical letter. Daniel is D-A-N-I-E-L. Vogel is V-O-G-E-L. On January 28th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 69-year-old male who was involved in a fall injury on or about November 2nd of 2023, period. This occurred at a Speedway gas station outside the facility in Indianapolis, period. The patient tripped over bars that were there initially to protect the pump area, period. He fell forward and landed on both knees and his right side, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, right hip, comma, both knees, comma, chest, comma, ribs, comma, low back, comma, and right shoulder area, period. Despite treatment, present day, he is still having pain and pressure in his neck and right hip, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is constant, period. It is a stabbing, burning type sensation, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the hand, period. His hand falls asleep with tingling and needles at times, period. He was treated with injections, medicine, as well as physical therapy, period. New paragraph. The patient's low back and right hip pain is a constant pressure sensation, period. It is described as an aching pressure type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 1 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. Initially, it radiated down his right leg, but that has since resolved with treatment, period. He was treated with injections, medicine, and physical therapy, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he saw his family doctor, Dr. Johnson from American Health Network, who ordered x-rays. He was referred to physical therapy at ATI for about a year, period. He saw his prior pain doctor, Dr. Tawari, T-A-W-A-R-I, several times, who injected his neck and low back area, period. He did see his prior back surgeon, who saw him once and was advised that he did not need surgery. However, an MRI or CAT scans were done. Dr. Williams apparently advised shoulder replacement down the road from an old injury, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over a few blocks, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, sports, comma, sleeping and sleeping on his right side, period. New paragraph. Medications include metformin, comma, atorvastatin, comma, lorsartan, comma, Guardiance, comma, and Trulicity, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes exercises and occasional over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and diabetes, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals chest surgery as a child due to sunken chest, comma, left knee fracture, comma, and laceration of the left wrist, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured his neck in an auto accident. In 2019, he had 1.5 years of physical therapy with 6 injections, period. It resolved 100% at the time of this fall injury of November of 2023. He was pain-free months before this fall of November of 23, period. The patient injured his low back and right hip also in an automobile accident of 2019, period. He had physical therapy and did see a pain doctor and a back doctor for several months, period. He states he was essentially pain-free several months before this fall of November of 23, period. There was no permanency, period. The patient fractured his left knee 20 years ago, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents that required significant treatment, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries other than when a ladder slipped, fracturing his left leg 20 years ago, period. There was an automobile accident in 2019 where a driver turned in front of the patient's vehicle, totaling the vehicle. There was no permanency, but he did have 2 years of physical therapy as well as injections, period. It appears that this fall of November of 23 did, to some mild degree, reactivate prior injuries from the automobile of the automobile accident of 2019 to his neck, low back, and hip, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a retired construction worker in 2019, period. He did some DoorDash part-time, and he had to stop doing this, and he did miss some work with DoorDash after this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. American Health Network, from his prior motor vehicle accident, dated July 1st, 2019, states MVA, moderately severe, location neck and back. The vehicle was hit T-boned on the passenger side, period. On physical examination, there was normal range of motion in the cervical and lumbar areas. Assessment was status post-motor vehicle accident. Neck pain with tenderness of the neck after whiplash injury to the neck. Acute back pain, period. American Health Network note, May 15th, 2020. Back pain, the problem is worsening. Pain is radiated to the left thigh, comma, right thigh, and left slash right buttocks, period. American Health Network, August 17th, 2021. State cervical spine and lumbar spine MRIs done. Surgery consult pending per Dr. Perney, P-E-R-N-I, period. Completed 2 disability forms, period. AHN records. September 7th, 2023, on physical examination, mobility was decreased in the lumbar area. Neck had normal range of motion. Assessment included spinal stenosis of the cervical region, as well as our facet arthropathy of the spine, period. American Health Network note, November 2nd, 2023, history of present illness, 1 fall this morning. He tripped at gas station. He fell onto both knees, also struck right shoulder, period. Unsure if any loss of consciousness, period. He has pain in the right shoulder, right flank, neck, but also pain down into lower spine and bilateral knees and bilateral hips, period. He did have a headache, but this is better. Neck pain radiates up into occipital area, period. On physical examination, he was uncomfortable. The right shoulder, mild pain with motion, cervical spine, mild tenderness, mild cervical spine, mild tenderness with spasm to the right cervical paraspinals down to the mid-trapezius, period. Bilateral knees with limited range of motion, mild tenderness, swelling to the anterior patella on the right. Right shoulder, mild to moderate limited range of motion, period. Mild tenderness, acromioclavicular, period. Lumbar slash thoracic spine, mild limited range of motion and mild pain, period. Assessment included 1, acute pain of the right shoulder, prescribed naprosyn, tizanidine. X-rays given trauma, consider physical therapy if not improved. 2, acute neck pain. 3, injury due to fall. 4, paroxysmal atrial flutter. 5, pain in both knees. X-rays were ordered. And this exam was the date of the fall. American Health Network, February 5th, 2024. A spinal disease, working with Dr. Tewari, T-E-W-A-R-I, on both neck and L4-5, doesn't plan to return to his job, period. Optum notes, O-P-T-U-M, April 1st, 2024. The patient presents post-right L4 and L5 transforaminal epidural steroid injection, February 13th, 2024, with 1 month of significant relief, period. The patient presents with a history of right greater than left low back pain, which radiates to the right lateral lower extremity above the knee, period. He has a history of August 18th, 2020, of L4/5 epidural steroid injection, period. Has had bilateral L5 transforaminal. No, no, scratch that note. On June 15th, 2021, he had a right sacroiliac joint injection, period. Physical examination, he is limping and has an antalgic gait, period. There is decreased lumbar flexion and more compromised lumbar extension, period. There is right sciatic notch pain, period. There is a positive right-sided straight leg raising, period. There is decreased sensation to pinprick in the right L4-L5 distribution, period. X-rays of the cervical spine, November 2nd, 2023. Severe cervical spondylitic degenerative changes, period. X-rays of the right shoulder, November 2nd, 2023. Moderate degenerative changes, period. X-rays of the left knee, September 18th, 2023. Severe end-stage osteoarthritis, left knee, period. X-rays of the right shoulder, October 26, 2022. Moderate acromioclavicular and glenohumeral degeneration, period. Pre-fall MRI of the lumbar spine, July 20th, 2020, multi-level spondylitic changes of the lumbar spine, period. Large disc bulge with the right paracentral to foraminal disc protrusion at the L4-L5 level, period. Pre-fall MRI of the cervical spine, July 20th, 2020, multi-level spondylitic change with severe left-sided neural foraminal narrowing spanning the C2-3 down to the T1-T2 levels, period. ATI physical therapy note, February 12, 2024, 68-year-old male who presents to physical therapy with signs and symptoms consistent with cervicalgia, right SI joint dysfunction, pain in the shoulder, period. Optum notes, OPTUM notes, July 20th, 2024, 69-year-old male who comes in for a follow-up with his right shoulder MRI results. Assessment, rotator cuff arthropathy right. I had a long discussion with the patient regarding further treatment options, both conservative and surgical period. He wants to go forward with surgery, and he would need a reverse shoulder arthroplasty period. The patient was given a right subacromial injection period. Diagnostic interpretation, right shoulder complete insertional and retracted tears of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, along with supraspinatus with fatty atrophy of the musculature, period. Long head of the biceps is ruptured, period. Another Optum note, April 19th, 2024. It has been several years since his last visit, period. He continues to have complaints of cervical pain, thoracic pain, as well as lumbar pain, period. He has occasional radiation of pain into his right lower extremity, period. He states he was doing well until he sustained a fall while at the gas station, period. He had recent lumbar MRI for evaluation, period. Assessment 1, spinal stenosis of the lumbar region. 2, spondylolisthesis lumbar region. 3, other intervertebral disc degeneration of the lumbar spine, period. Plan on MRI imaging. He has evidence of grade 1 spondylolisthesis at L3-4 segment with moderate to severe stenosis, period. We discussed his current treatment options, including surgical intervention, period. We discussed, due to his diffuse pain complaints, his success rate with surgery would be variable with no guarantees of improvement, period. He would like to consider repeat lumbar injection, period. CDI, MRI of the right shoulder, May 16th, 2024. 1, complete insertional retracted tears of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, period. 2, full thickness tearing of the majority of the subcapularis tendon, period. 3, long head biceps tendon is ruptured, period. Reyes radiology, MRI of the lumbar spine, January 30th, 2024. Conclusions included right eccentric, ECC, ENTRIC, disc protrusion L4-5, with contact and possible descending right L5, impingement as the nerve root enters right lateral recess, period. American Health Network note, January 18th, 2024. Recurrent pain after falling, November 2nd, 2023, period. He states he was pain-free prior to the incident, period. Right greater than left, low back pain, which radiates to the right lateral lower extremity above the knee, period. Abnormalities noted on physical examination. They discussed the MRI results. They recommended a lumbar and thoracic spine MRI, period. American Health Network note, the note is dated February 1st, 2024. The patient presents with a lumbar and thoracic MRI, recurrent pain after falling November 2nd, 2023. Assessment 1, lumbar degenerative disc disease, 2, lumbar radiculopathy, period. Patient was offered an epidural steroid injection, and he wished to proceed, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, in reviewing the medical records, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the fall of November 2nd, 2023, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today, There were several unrelated skin scars. There were several scars of the left knee due to old surgery, period. There was scarring of the lower sternum due to an old injury, period. There's a 2 centimeter scar of the left wrist due to old surgery, period. There were several small umbilical scars still due to hernia corrective surgery, period. The patient presented with a slightly abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished strength and loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was slightly diminished range of motion noted, period. Extension diminished by 22 degrees, comma. Flexion by 4 degrees, comma. Side bending by 14 degrees on the left, comma. 12 degrees on the right, comma. Rotation by 8 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 82 degrees right and 88 degrees left, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was mild tenderness noted. Flexion was diminished by 20 degrees, period. Extension was normal, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, lumbar and right hip trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 3, slight reactivation of prior neck and low back pain of the automobile accident of 2019, period. Next number, aggravation of prior cervical spinal stenosis. Next number, aggravation of prior lumbar spinal stenosis and L4-L5 herniated nucleus pulposus. Next number, aggravation of prior facet arthropathy, period. Next number, trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain of the right shoulder, comma, tear of the supraspinatus, comma, tears of the subscapularis and biceps tendon, all improved. Next number, bilateral knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain improved. Next number, thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain improved, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury of November 2nd of 2023, period. At this time, despite the fact that the above diagnoses sound very disheartening, I would like to further clarify and put his situation in perspective, period. Due to the fall injury of November 2nd of 2023, it has slightly reactivated his prior issues in his neck and low back area, period. He obviously had pre-existing disease and difficulties in this issue, and this did cause some additional reactivation and problems, period. It is my feeling that the needed surgery to the right shoulder is unrelated to the fall injury of November 2nd of 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanent impairment, I am comfortable saying that the patient has a slight permanency to the cervical and lumbar regions, period. By permanency, I meaning he will have more pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of his life, period. I cannot give a numeric value to this because of his prior disease in these areas, but certainly the fall of November of 2023 did slightly aggravate these two areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses could include the following, period. On an occasional basis, the patient will need some over-the-counter medicines, period. As the patient ages, he may possibly need further intervention, but the majority of that would probably be due to his prior disease and difficulties in the cervical and lumbar areas, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.